where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police arrested a suspect late this morning after responding to a weapons call on London Line. In a social media post, police said we can expect to see an increased presence in the area as the investigation continues. Further details were not immediately available. The first step to create a national universal pharmacare plan was taken this morning. The Federal Liberal and New Democrat parties tabled a framework bill that includes a plan to cover diabetes medications and contraceptives. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh says his party forced the Liberal government to act and introduce a deal.
Because we believe our healthcare system needs to be there for everyone when they need it. We know that by having access to medication, it's going to save people money. It's going to help our healthcare system so people don't get more sick. It's going to save money for provinces. It's going to save money for the federal government. It's a win for everyone.
Singh called it a historic day. The two parties struggled for months over the wording and the number of drugs they planned to launch with. The NDP announced they'd finally clinched the negotiations late last week. A new report says homes priced at under $500,000 are starting to disappear. MPACT says in Sarnia, 97% of properties were less than $500,000 in 2013. Last year, that number was down to 59.9%. The story is similar in neighboring Windsor and Chatham-Kent. You can read more at sarnianewstoday.ca. Stats Canada says the economy grew at an annualized rate of 1% in the fourth quarter. The federal agency says growth was driven by a rise in exports and housing and business investment both fell. In December, real GDP was flat as goods-producing industries contracted and Quebec's public sector workers' strike weighed on growth. Lambton Shores transit programs are getting a funding boost from the Ontario government. They're getting $254,000 to cover operational costs. Mayor Doug Cook says the local route runs from Sarnia and covers Lambton Shores.
The strongest run is obviously our Sarnia to Grand Bend route, because that's where we draw off. College students come from the college to work in Grand Bend. But there's also people do it for shopping. They go different places.
Cook says over the past year, ridership has increased 150%. You can read more at sarnianewstoday.ca. Redeemer Lutheran Church is hosting this year's World Prayer Day service tomorrow afternoon. It's a giant global faith event which is always celebrated on the first Friday of March. This year's theme, used across 146 countries, is I Beg You, Bear With One Another in Love. Tomorrow's service is at 1:30 at the church near Indian Road and Hickory Avenue. The prize pot for Imperial Theatre's 50-50 draw is over $30,000. The deadline to buy a ticket is tonight at 11:59. The jackpot winner is going to be drawn and announced tomorrow morning at 10. Money raised during this campaign is supporting more upgrades at the downtown theatre, as well as a complete rebuild of Theatre Sarnia's production facility on Campbell Street. And Neil Young is going to be joined by his longtime band Crazy Horse at Rock the Park in London this summer. The festival has announced the Canadian rock icon as its headliner on Saturday, July 13th. Alan Doyle of Great Big Sea and the Sheepdogs also are going to take the stage. Mainly clear skies, low minus 5, the wind chill down to minus 11. Sunny on Friday on a south wind, high 7, the wind chill minus 10 in the morning. Cloudy on Saturday, high 11, mainly sunny Sunday, high 16, and sunny again Monday, high up to 21 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.